Bank of Cardiff. This is Kyle.
Hi, Kyle. This is Connie Albright at Crystal K. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good. I'm returning your call.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Crystal K, you said? I called you this morning, actually.
10:12. Is that today? Yep. At 11:30.
Hold on 1 second. I'm pulling up your file so I can... Okay, yeah.
The hour and a half ago, sir.
Yeah, it was. I'm sorry. I've had a lot going on. Just cut out of a meeting, so I wasn't by my computer. Yeah, so here it is. I don't know if you recall, but we spoke a couple weeks back, you know, talking about the forklifts and some shop repair you may be doing. Said you ended up going through your bank. Just wanted to make sure everything went through okay for you.
No, it did not.
No, it didn't.
And
okay.
I also talked to the guy in New York, you're in New York. No, he's in New York. You're in
I'm in San Diego, California.
And you said, you know, you wanted to compete with him. We did not get a bank loan. So
okay.
If we were to go with you, what would be the specs? And I would not need business funding. I don't want to do the credit card thing. I don't want to do a payback in 6 months. I would need a long-term loan with a low interest rate. And
okay.
If you do a credit check, you probably will disapprove us also.
Okay.
So
no.
I go through it all.
Okay, so let me tell you at least what we might be able to do for you. But real quick, just to check in, then get a refresher here. You still looking for maybe around $15,000-$20,000 to fix the forklift and, you know, do the fence, paint the shop building, that kind of thing, right?
Also, we need to put up a security system.
Okay, so then with the security system, how much do you think that's going to run you? Just
probably
for the security system.
$4,000.
Okay. Okay, and then on the forklift, to get that thing back up and running, how much do you think you'll have to put in there?
We got someone come and give us a quote, and he hasn't, I don't think he's come to look at it yet.
Okay,
so we're going to need $15,000 to $20,000.
$15,000 to $20,000 there, and then on the renovations. Oh, total, okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. And then I was just trying to get a breakdown for you, too, also. How much do you think you'll be spending, so $4,000 on the security, how much do you think you'll be spending on the renovations and whatnot?
I don't know. We're going to have to stop when we run out of money. I don't know how much the forklift is going to be, and we can fix the fence and put it, now the security system, because we have an interior theft going on. So I don't know. Is it all necessary to?
Of course. No worries. I was just trying to get a better idea for you so I can see, because what I was trying to do is make sure you didn't have any big pieces of equipment you might be buying, just because I always want to separate the equipment from the capital, because our equipment program's much nicer over here. It's really a great, has a much longer term. It goes all the way to 5 years, your typical monthly payment kind of thing. So that's why I was just trying to distinguish that.
Well, yeah, it's mainly going to go for, it's because of the forklift we need to do this.
Okay. All right, well, right on. So you said your gross annual sales for last year were right around $400,000 or so?
It was $500,000.
$500,000? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And are you tracking that for this year right now?
Yeah. It's up,
awesome.
It's like $350,000 right now.
$350,000 right now. Okay. Well, in that case...
If I remember right, because I just did all this for the bank.
Okay. Well, in that case, the $20,000 to get you all that shouldn't be a problem with those factors there. Like you mentioned, credit, that's not too big of a factor when we look at the capital program, because...
All right. Are you going to run a credit check?
We do one, but it is just a soft pull, so it's only from Experian. We're not doing the, from all three credit tiers, so what's nice is it'll only dock you at 1 point, if that, and nothing crazy. But if you are worried about your credit being ran, I will definitely tell my senior rep, and I'm sure there are some things we can, do to work around it to be as safe as possible.
Okay. Because it's been run quite a bit lately.
No, of course. Yeah, we'll try to cut. I'll put that down right now and make sure we, handle that safely so we're not dinging you anything there. That's all right. And
so I'm going to need $20,000 for 5 years. That's kind of what I'm looking for. And what would the interest rate be?
like I mentioned before, kind of hard to give you an exact interest rate over the phone because I'm not actually sitting down looking at your file and looking at your bank statements and whatnot. But, you know, typically we are very competitive. And just to let you know, we don't, our equipment program is the 5-year term. The capital is, the highest is at 3, you know, and so over 24, 36 months is probably what you'd be looking at there. So I don't want to, waste your time if you're hoping for a 5-year loan because that's, we don't even offer that for the capital. So longest is 36 months typically.
Okay.
And that's, I just want to be straightforward with you right there so we're on the same page. Don't give you any unrealistic expectations there. But in all reality, with your gross sales, what they're looking like, we should be able to free up the $20K you're looking for, if not maybe some more. But what we'll do is we'll get started by getting some documents in here. I'll give you, once I get them back from you, I'll look through them, give you a call, and let you know how long, you know, typically a day it takes to get you some numbers and the rates and the terms, get you all that. What we'll do is we'll search basically for the right program that really makes sense for you and then come back and present it. So other than that, when do you think you might be needing this by? Pretty soon?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. Okay. Yeah, we'll make sure we get on that for you. And other than that, I think we should be good. What we'll do is we'll get you approved for the highest amount we can give you, and then you can pick and choose. So, you know, we might be able to come back with maybe closer to 40,000 from what you're saying, but
okay.
And we'll go through that. And any other questions real quick before I give you a better rundown on the application process?
Now, I wish you were talking to Mike, but I won't call you. You told me to find out the scoop, and then you're going to have to do all this over, so I don't know. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. Okay, go.
Okay. Yeah, so really,
I want a long term. Hopefully, I'm not going to pay 33%.
No, no. I mean, it typically
it
starts
needs to be down. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was just saying. Yeah, it typically starts. You know, best case scenario. I mean, top of the line. Like, our A programs usually are start around 10 cents on the dollar and go up from there. And it's a fixed payback, so you're not actually getting to like an actual interest rate. So we're going to give you the amount you borrow, and we're going to tell you how much you pay back. And that's how that works. And after I get all your stuff in,
so it's 10% payback?
It doesn't really work out to be exactly 10% just with the fixed cost being like that. It does sound like that, and that's why I typically try not to give you any hopes that way. But no, that's just the way the payback's determined. But I will
so
be...
So, like, if we borrow $20,000, we're going to pay you back $22,000, something like that.
Yeah, roughly.
Okay. All right.
So, and then, but just to give you a ballpark, too, so if you're looking, you know, $20K, and say we get you on 24 months, you know, that'd be a 2-year program, right around maybe $833 a month. You think you might be able to afford something like that if we just do?
Probably not. I would probably decline it. $20,000.
Well, that's with no interest at all.
For 2 years is $800 a month. Yeah. You can't go, what would 3 years be?
That would be right around 500. So what I'll do is I will start by getting your application in here. And that's, it'll be super quick, just one page. And Mike is the 100% owner, right?
No, I'm half.
Oh, you guys are both half? Okay, so in that case, I will send you two applications. Basically, I'll just need a signature from both of you guys. Your 6 months of your bank statements so we can see the ending balances on your account. And then after that, we will need your most recent tax return. So do you have one from 2015 yet?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So the reason we just need that, just to see the ownership breakdown of the company, see that you guys are 50-50, and your gross annual sales for the previous year.
Well, so that's on the taxes, right?
Yeah, that's why we're looking at that.
Okay.
So if I'll send you over that right now, and when do you think you might be able to get back to me? All that stuff. I know you're in a hurry.
I
gotta
decide if I don't. Sounds like you're not gonna give me 3 years, and are not gonna pay. I'm not gonna take an $800 a month payment. So I don't know if I want to do this or not.
Well, that's just a rough estimate, and I mean, I don't want you to take that to heart. That I'd really like to see what we can get you some actual numbers from our, you know, underwriting department and get mm-hmm. them looking at your file and give you, because, you know, we might be able to give you $20K at, you know, a little bit longer term or, you know, whatever. We really just want to try to find it to make the most sense for your business. I know getting the forklift will have a pretty good return for you, so... getting everything up to date and whatnot. So, yeah, really, it's after we get this stuff in, it's a quick process and it won't take too much longer. And I don't really, like I was saying on the phone, didn't want to give you any hard numbers just so I don't give you any unrealistic expectations there. But that is the next step after I get that stuff back. And then you can decide if you want to take it from there. It's all up to you in that point.
Let me tell you one thing that might, if it would stop it, but it's not. Okay. On the banks, when they ran my credit report, the only reason that we were declined is because I had years ago, Mike had four Capital One charge cards.
Okay.
And we settled with them, and we came to an agreement. We didn't have to pay it all off. I don't know what they're calling it and why this is a bad thing. We thought we were doing a good thing. We came to an agreement and. We just paid them a less amount, and we did pay exactly what they asked us to do, and I've got one left yet that I'm paying on. And that, and because we did that, they're declining us. Now, if you're going to decline us because of that, then we can just stop right here.
Okay, no, actually, that is why we have our programs here specifically for that, because we understand things like that arise, and we can even work with someone who has a bankruptcy, so don't let that stop you. I'm sure we can still find you an approval, you know, that's kind of what I want to do, just to see what we can give you. I want to be able to come back with you with some realistic numbers.
Okay. Well, I got approvals from Nick, but the interest is way too much. It was like
did you? And what company is Nick through?
Nick is, I'll have to find his paperwork. I mean, he rejected me on a loan because of the same thing, the banks and him. It's all that Capital One stuff. Nick is...
Oh, so but Nick was still able to give you an approval? So they did give you approval or they didn't?
They gave me approval on getting bank business funding, but not a loan.
So like capital or?
I don't know what it's all called.
Would you do this? Is we have a match rebate policy over here. Send that over, and I'll take a look at that too.
I don't even know where he just. No.
Well, all I was going to say is if you send that to me, I'll take a look at it, and if it is...
I don't have it. I just got a verbal.
Oh, you just got a verbal one.
Probably something came through the email, and I probably deleted it. I don't have time, Kyle. I got to go sew, and I try to get this to you, and I just was talking about you at lunch today with Mike. I said, well, I promised you that I would call you, and I said I need to call Kyle yet, and I'm giving up on it all. So,
okay. Like I was saying, I wanted to help you guys out here and see what we can do. We don't know anything until we can really get you some numbers, and then once then, I mean, I don't want you to really make any decisions before that there.
Okay.
Alrighty,
so far. So.
Alrighty, I'll shoot it over your way.
How do I get taxes to you anyway? It's a lot. They're big. Do you want business or business and personal? You probably want them both because they're combined.
Actually, just need the business one. So, and if it's too much to ask, you can actually just send me the first two pages because I can see the ownership breakdown on that and then the sales.
Okay.
So as long as I get the first two pages for 2015, that's all I need.
Email them, right? I could scan them and email them.
So,
taxes, first two pages.
Yep, and then I was going to ask,
okay.
I'll include all that stuff in the email for you, too. And just real quick, you guys don't have any other capital loans out, do you?
I owe, and are you going to want to pay that off, which would be fine?
Yeah, we'll look at that.
Advanced Inc. is Can Capital.
Can Capital?
And I owe them like $5,000. So
$5,000, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, so 5K. All right, perfect. Yeah, that's all I need to get started with. And if you do have like the front page of the loan contract, if you could send that over too, like I said, I'll include all this stuff. But that'll just do nothing but help you out if you're looking at paying that off.
I don't really want to.
Okay, then yeah, no worries either way. So we'll just give you.
I mean,
we'll
present
you all the options.
We need quite a bit of money, and we're not getting it. So
of course,
maybe we won't be able to pick the fence. Who knows?
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll see what we can do, get you a layout. So, you want me to send this all to Crystal Clay?
Or CrystalK@Comcast.net.
Yeah. At Comcast.net. Perfect. I'll send it right now. If you could just respond when you do get it, that makes sure it goes through. That'd be great.
Okay. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye.
Talk soon. Yes, bye.